Ça va.
حال كيفك سبق من وين جبتها يا لبنان بعد نقصها تشاو بتصفي عالطليان
حال كيفك سبق من وين جبتها يا لبنان بعد نقصها تشاو بتصفي عالطليان
شو بتشكي كلمة مرحبا أو صباح الخير في أجمل منا سعيدة يعني مساء الخير مدامك عم تاكل منقوشي وشطري أكعدت بقولي يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين دخلني عالمصمودي
واو سهرة كول كل شي بيخلص دماج خلطوا شرقي وغربي مون ديو كل مارياج
واو سهرة كول كل شي بيخلص دماج خلطوا شرقي وغربي
مون ديو كل مارياج
دلعونا زعلاني مش عم تعرف حالك اشتاقت عبو الزلف تتغني موالا مدام هالعود بإيدك تقلي وكنسل مواعيدك يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين دوبني بتقاسيما
Please, s'il te plaît, ya maman bati ekol.
L'actil en français, ya amé.
Ou ma bietla lak tekol.
Tricky, ya amé, ya kol. Kul hadis lou hadith. Lahit yahki frensawi, wiet makhtar bi Paris. Ma b'almi libnani l'hawi, wal arz shloucha awi. Ya leil, ya ayn.
Ya leil, ya ayn.
Ya leil, ya ayn. لبناني مية المية
عبر عن فرحك بالعربي عبر عن حزنك بالعربي غني عن حبك بالعربي صرخ عن غضبك بالعربي
اشكي عن تعبك عن ضجرك اكتب عن أملك عن ألمك
خبر عن أهلك عن شعبك عبر عن فرحك بالعربي عبر عن حزنك بالعربي غني عن حبك بالعربي صرخ عن غضبك بالعربي اشكي عن تعبك عن ضجرك
اكتب عن أملك عن ألمك
خبر عن أهلك عن شعبك خبر عن وطنك بالعربي خبر عن وطنك بالعربي خبر عن وطنك بالعربي
Yes, that was Hi Kifak Sava, and the title of the song you heard was actually Hi Kifak Sava. This is DJ Ramsey. I'm with you at 4 p.m. We started the show today right after A Family Affair. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. This is DJ Ramsey coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM. We are coming to you from Stanford University on this wonderful Thursday for the fifth episode of Hi Kifak Sava, the show that centers on the greeting that is very popular in the wonderful country of Lebanon, where English, French, and Arabic are spoken almost daily, and where the greeting Hi Kifak Sava exemplifies the trilingual way of saying hello in that beautiful Mediterranean country. I will be with you today. Usually I'm with you till 6 o'clock, but today we might be ending a little bit early due to the game, but certainly I will be with you for at least till 5:25 p.m. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're tuning in on the 90.1 FM dial, or perhaps you're tuning in through the streaming show at kzsulive.stanford.edu. Either way, I'm so happy to have you with me, and to just give you a brief summary of what this show is about, we try to play songs in English, French, and Arabic, but in in a way that kind of tends to jolt and surprise the listener by making intersections and connections between songs that may be familiar to you but in a different language, or songs that may be unfamiliar as well. So usually I kick off the show with, like, you know, an oldie to begin to get things started, and I move from there to sort of an experimental stage, and we usually end up with a belly dancing segment, but not sure if today with the show ending early if I'll be able to do that. Either way, I also have a couple of really nice surprises for you today. We're going to have a sneak peek at one of Lebanon's hottest authors right now. His name is Ra'fat Majdoub, and his book is called Fetish Systems, and if you haven't heard of this book, you will by the end of this show for sure. One of Lebanon's most budding talents, and a great book indeed. I also should have in the studio with me today, at some point, hopefully, a wonderful director. His name is Joshua Essen, and Joshua is the director of the movie I Love Hip Hop in Morocco. That movie will be screening at Kimball Hall at 7 p.m., so you could catch the director here, and then if you like what you hear, you can run to Kimball Hall at 7 p.m. and watch the actual movie over there. But let's get things started with every Lebanese show, or Lebanese-centered show, with the diva of all Lebanese music, the great Fairuz. Here's a classic by her that's called Habaytak Bissaif, and just when you think you love that melody, here comes the French version named Coupable. What a great way to start the day here on the show. Hi, Kifak Sava, thank you for being with me.
Oh, pour avoir été un jour le premier à te caresser jusqu'à te brûler, pour avoir osé au creux de mes bras faire naître la femme qui dormait en toi. Je me sens coupable de t'avoir oublié. Avoir longtemps, longtemps fait l'amour, que tu ne le fais plus sans y penser, pour être à jamais le seul souvenir dont nul ne pourra plus jamais te guérir. Oui, je suis coupable de t'avoir oublié.
Wow, that was Jean-François Michel and his version, Coupable, of the original song originally made famous by the one and only Fairuz. The original title, Habaytak Besaif, the original translation, I Loved You in the Summer, and the translation of the French version is Coupable, Guilty. And of course, both were hits in the 70s, and a retro way to start my show here in a way that attempts to bridge the seemingly eternal gap between East and West here on the show. Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you from Stanford University at the 90.1 FM dial, as well as streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I'm so happy you joined me today, and I will continue this kind of melange, I hope, until around 5:30, because we'll be ending a little bit early today due to the sports game. India Literacy Project will hold its 13th annual Race for Literacy on Sunday, May 8th at 9 a.m. at Shoreline Park in Mountain View. Participants can enjoy an easy 5K walk or test themselves over timed 5K or 10K USATF certified courses. Register early at a discount over the regular race fee. All runners will also enjoy free t-shirts, raffles, kids' activities, and even a complimentary breakfast. For more information or to register, visit www.raceforliteracy.org. That's www.raceforliteracy.org. This is the show, Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday afternoon. This is technically the fifth episode of my show that's aired on KZSU, but it is also the second official episode with my new time slot. I hope you will join me every week on Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m. normally to listen to my trilingual greeting and my trilingual attempt to bridge cultures and languages centering on the beautiful country of Lebanon, where I'm proud to say I was born and raised. We will be speaking in a little bit about something that's going on in Lebanon and that is sort of causing a buzz, and that is a book that's been published recently in English, ladies and gentlemen, called Fetish Systems by a wonderful young author. His name is Rafat Mazoub, and he has created, well, what I would call a masterpiece. We will be actually listening to a few little audio clips from that book and hopefully discuss it. I think it's creating quite a stir in Beirut, in Lebanon right now, and through the magic of the internet is sort of spreading all over the world. The book Fetish Systems, the author is Rafat Mazoub, and we'll be listening to a few clips read by some wonderful people, actually, in a little while. In the meantime, let's get back to the music here on KZSU 90.1 FM.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was وسط البلد and their version of قل للمليحة. Before that, we had begun the show with Hi كيفك صبا by Sharbel Rouhana. I had followed that with فيروز حبيتك بالصيف and the French version of that by Jean-François Michel, and the name of the song was Coupable. And I've been sort of teasing you since the beginning of the show with this book, Fetish Systems, which has been published in Beirut and is causing quite a stir. By a relatively new author named Ra'fat Majzoub. The book is actually quite different than anything you're used to. It was first published in the UK in 2010 and has been now printed in Beirut. It is an autobiographical love letter of impotence, the pompous imagery grace after a hysterical loss of everything, the stepping out of self to look at it from a third person perspective, only to step back and narrate a processed first person disjunct epiphany. The narrator refuses present tense, hence starts nowhere to end nowhere, in avoidance to admit, in search of an alternative to the optical reception of the real. Shies back into itself, into words, not language, to weave a non-place where everything comes to go. Now, if that description doesn't sort of pique your interest about what this book is all about, then I'm going to treat you to a little bit of sort of an unofficial, well, an unreleased audio recording from the book in which Hamid Sinno, our amazing Hamid Sinno from Mashrua Layla, actually, who I always say, is there anything this kid cannot do? Singing, dancing, creating, art. I mean, you know, he's just doing it all, including a reading a little segment from the book Fetish Systems by Ra'fat Majzoub. And the segment actually that I chose is pretty interesting because in it, sort of the narrator, and through sort of a stream of consciousness technique, attempts to define what kind of genre we're talking about. Everybody that I've talked to about this book, Fetish Systems, the first question is always, well, is it a fiction, a book of fiction? Is it nonfiction? And so how do you categorize something that is both but yet is neither? And so I think this paragraph from the book read by Hamid Sinno may just say it all. Enjoy it.
So I am not sure what to call this. I cannot dictate whether this is a work of fiction or nonfiction. I'm thinking of it as a matter of comfort zone. Fiction is what would take me out of myself into myself to produce an autobiographical mapping of a non-self, or for that matter, a non-existing self that exists because I tell it to, want it to, wants me to. Nonfiction would be the geographical output of my trajectories within this set of suspensions I am allocating as center stage. It has never been the case, since we would exist anyways within either. It has constantly been a matter of actualization of opinions and abstractions that would define norms of this and norms of that, where in fact there could be no real, as fiction dilutes nothing into everything.
Well, how's that for a definition? That was Hamid Sinno from the Mashrua Layla band and project, but certainly a very, very prolific artist in every sense of the word, reading the excerpt from the book Fetish Systems by Ra'fat Majzoub. Please check it out and certainly Google it, Fetish Systems. It's available on Amazon. It's available for ordering through the internet, I believe, from a place called Librairie Antoine in Beirut, but certainly the book is available or is on its way to Stanford, as I believe. If you like that, I would just like to quote a little paragraph here by the author who was interviewed on the internet about his book, and he says, this is Ra'fat Majzoub speaking, and he says, "My work is critical of time, space, chronology, and traditional plot development, not in disregard of it. I would say that I have temporary stands against everything until one of us is proven worthy of survival. Probably the common ground of my work, regardless of discipline, a word I'm not so fond of would be the constant intention to negotiate the brief. Amazing book, amazing author, and I'm delighted to have showcased him today. I think we'll leave you with another little segment from the book. This time it's going to be narrated by another very talented narrator slash reader. That would be Rosette Alrosain, and she is going to be reading another section from the book Fetish Systems by Rafat Majzoub. I think I've said his name enough for you guys to remember to go check it out. Fetish Systems, here's Leon Rosain's segment. And after that, we'll be going right back to the music.
Adjust your impermanent presence to suit me. To fit meticulously selected angles, I am calling you. Stay. Don't move just yet. To break one, to break two, to break three. To break for things not accounted for. For cream. For your indulging ephemeral non-presence and everything in between. Staccatos you penalized, and a lacking sense of time you wouldn't tolerate. In our defense, this is a conversation, as we strip into comforting costumes of maneuver. For the sake of perception, let us suspend everything. Everything including us and them. Whatever we told them and whatever they told us. Whatever we think and whatever we think they think. Let us suspend everything until we earn things one thing at a time. This is not a manifesto, nor is it a call for visceral redemption. This is not a revolution. It's just you and I here. This is not atheism, because for now, God has never existed.
فيهن ننساهن بعد الغلقة وناس منتلاقى فيهن بتعز علينا الفرقة وناس منترافق عدروب نحنا وياهن مندوب ومين بيعرف شو المكتوب من فارق ولا منبقى ناس منتلاقى فيهن ننساهن بعد الملقى ناس منتلاقى فيهم بتعز علينا الفرقة وناس منترافق عدروب نحنا وياهم مندوب ومين بيعرف شو مكتوب من فارق ولا منبقى هيدا القلب وحكم القلب هو بيختار وبيحب له بيعشقونا كتير حبهم إلنا مش عادي وناس بينسونا ومنصير نعشقهم نحنا زيادي في ناس بتقسى وبتخون ناس بتعشق حب جنون وحتى بعذابها بتكون عم بتعيش بسعادي ناس بيعشقونا كتير حبهم إلنا مش عادي ناس بينسونا ومنصير نعشقهن نحنا زيادة في ناس بتقسى وبتخون ناس بتعشق حب جنون وحتى
تبع سبب بتكون عم بتعيش بسعادة. هيدا القلب وحكم القلب هو بيختار وبيحب قلوب بتهنى بالحب وقلوب بتبقى محدر.
Yeah, 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 y
That was Le Bukak and a song called Ummi, translated My Mom or My Mother, a beautiful song from their album Marra. And I actually have very exciting news to share with you in just a minute, because the studio has lit up literally with the magnetic, wonderful presence of the wonderful director that I spoke about earlier in the show. Joshua Aysen is here at Stanford University. Hi, Joshua. How are you?
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, this is only my second show, Joshua, so for me to actually get the chance to interview you, I've been walking on cloud nine. All my students in Arabic have been so excited. And I kid you not.
Well, you know, I actually was going through much of the same feeling, because I remember that Dr. Ramzi Salty was one of the first people that we reached out to when we brought this film out onto the academic market. So it is an honor to be here doing this, not just in a classroom, but studio is pretty cool.
Joshua, I already like idolize you. There is absolutely no need.
We're just going to have a hug fest.
That's why. Yeah. It's good. This is not like visual. It's just a radio show. Otherwise, I think the FCC would have to intervene. No, but seriously, Joshua, thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
My pleasure.
And also thank you for this beautiful, beautiful film. I've been playing the trailer from the internet to all my classes for the past week. I think everybody's hyped up
awesome.
To come tonight.
Awesome.
Screening.
Yeah, marhaba.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Oh la la. Suddenly I'm sitting not with Joshua Aysen, but with Muhammad Aysen or something.
with Joshua Hassan, as they call
him. I love it. Oh wow, that actually works.
Yeah, that's what they used to say over there, because, you know, Aysen doesn't make as much sense. As
yeah, and I mean, you could pass for either a Joshua or a Hassan or anything. Yeah, very, very universal.
Yeah, I like to be flexible.
But seriously, Joshua, what was the... can you tell us maybe a little bit about the movie? I actually know a lot about it, but I'd like to hear it from you for those listeners out there, especially at Stanford, who really haven't heard of the movie. What is it about, and where does it take place?
Okay, well, I Love Hip Hop in Morocco is the name of the film, and it really grew very organically out of an experience that I had in Morocco. It was my first trip out there now about 6-7 years ago, and I found myself in the Medina in Rabat and stumbled across a number of CD vendors who were playing all kinds of hip-hop from the U.S. mostly, a little bit from France, and then they were playing Moroccan hip-hop as well, groups like Ashkane and Fenaire and MC Big, of course. And it really just raised a lot of questions for me. I was working in the hip-hop industry in New York at the time, I just wasn't aware of just quite how far and how deep hip-hop had taken root around the world, and especially in the Middle East and in North Africa. I had a lot of questions about that and wound up coming back with a Fulbright grant. And brought a camera with me and started filming some interviews and had the privilege to meet and work with a number of the main leading groups in Morocco at that time, and followed them around and learned the language a little bit, learned what they were talking about, and then wound up actually producing the first hip-hop festival that they'd ever had in Morocco.
Oh, wow, right.
And,
I remembered it.
Yeah, and that became sort of the climax of the film. And alhamdulillah, everything went great, and the film came out afterwards, and we did our little festival circuit, and now for the past 2-3 years we've just been going around to universities and museums and all kinds of educational settings, sharing the film with students everywhere from here to Korea and pretty much everywhere in between, which is a blessing. So we're very grateful to be here for our Stanford University premiere. I understand that the film's been seen here, but not in the full group setting, and I'm looking forward to hearing
feedback. You can't have professors here like Dr. H. Sami Alim and not know about your movie or anything to do with global hip-hop.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is actually part of the global flows here.
Which is an amazing program. Big shouts to Sami Alim and anybody who's got his class. You know, y'all are definitely on the right track to learn about what's going on out there.
You're not kidding, Josh, because when I see students that are happy, I go, they must have been in Dr. Alim's class. He's really that good and that wonderful.
Y'all are very lucky to have him here.
Well, thank you, and we're very lucky to have you here today. Before we play a song from the soundtrack to your movie, I think we're going to be playing MC Big's Schizo in a second. We'll take a little break, and then we'll maybe talk to you for a little bit, and then sure. I know you do have to run. run because you're screening the movie at Kimball at 7 p.m. But I did want to ask you about the reaction. You said you've been playing this film all over different campuses. Mm-hmm. And how has the reaction been from students so far in terms of like the Q&A sessions and things like that?
Yeah, you know, students are really the best audience, in my opinion, for this kind of film, because students are the closest to an understanding of the youth movement that really, you know, from which this hip-hop thing is born. And, you know, students are always the ones to ask the most interesting questions. And it can sometimes, you know, conversations go a number of different ways depending on the group. You know, we've done screenings with predominantly white audiences and predominantly black audiences and mixed audiences, and then some Middle Eastern students and male and female. So it's always interesting to hear what comes out of those groups. But the one thing that I'm really excited about tonight, this will be the first screening that I've done since the protests in Egypt and across Middle East and North Africa.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really, really excited to hear how and see how the film will take on a whole new kind of meaning in light of everything that's been going on.
Yeah, and I think it's going to only inform it, because in a way it was sort of prophetic of things to come. I mean, I remember in the trailer they said, you know, we just need a podium. We just need to organize. Hip-hop is here. It is in Morocco. Out of all places, it is actually flourishing, but we just need to organize and have a platform to. And I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but I've watching the trailer, watching little clips here and there. I'm sure that the students today are going to come with. You're going to be able to do a little Q&A session, you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And you know, not just this week, but this program is going on. So if I could just plug that really quick,
Absolutely.
I know next week, not just Chuck D, the legendary Chuck D of Public Enemy is going to be here, but also, you know, one of the great leading Arab hip-hop artists of today, American Arab, Omar Effendim, who represents Syria and L.A. and D.C., got a new album out, which is dope, Syriana Americana. So y'all should definitely come back next week as well and hear what he has to say, because these people, you know, from the Middle East, groups like the Arabian Nights, groups like Dam, Shadia Mansour, from Canada, the artist The Narcissist, Omar Effendim, and you know, a bunch of these artists have just been instrumental in the ground effort, in the musical and cultural effort to support what's been going on. And I really give them a lot of credit for being a part of all the change that's happening right now, and God bless them. So it's definitely something to check out on a weekly basis.
Absolutely, Joshua. I mean, and talking about Omar Effendim's album, I've been listening to it all week, and frankly, it is a masterpiece. I mean, he's taking poetry from, you know, my generation,
yep,
and mixing it up and translating it into what can only be considered beautiful poetry in English, and really living up to the original. So what may seem to some people in the older generation perhaps as irreverent is actually such a tribute to,
yep,
this kind of
That's definitely a major theme that you know, that my film dealt with at the time, and I was really focused on artists that were bridging that generational gap between the quote-unquote traditional music, traditional Moroccan music, traditional Arabic music, and hip-hop. And what's wonderful about hip-hop is that it really builds on musical roots and cultural roots and enables the artist to draw on that well, which is in every culture a very rich well. And I think that's something that really makes hip-hop unique and particularly strong and particularly effective at impacting change in a total society, because everybody can come to the table and find something in there, and it can speak to them in language that they can understand.
Wow. The co-director, right, is Joshua
Ace, right,
and the other director,
Jennifer Needleman, co-director and editor and co-producer of the film. She is back in Brooklyn, and fat shouts to her.
Well, Will, we're going to, yes, absolutely, a big salam to her and to you, and the film will be screening at Kimball Hall at 7 p.m. It is open to the public, and Joshua Ace said he will stay for a Q&A, so definitely, I think it'd be a good break to, I shouldn't, like, be a bad influence, but you know, homework you can always do. But this screening and a Q&A with the director is not always going to be here. So I strongly suggest you run over there. I certainly will be there, as I know most of my Arabic students, Arabic language students, will be there tonight. We're going to take a little break here by listening to a song from the soundtrack. Is the soundtrack actually available online or?
It is not. But if you email us, we have been known to bless individuals.
Absolutely.
With a couple of tracks.
I kind of asked you, you know, because obviously we're a radio here and we needed an FCC clean track, and you suggested a couple of tracks for me, and I just picked one randomly here, which was MC Big.
Yep.
Schizo. So why don't we listen to that, and I will come back and talk to Joshua, the lovely, wonderful Joshua Aysen, in a little bit. Here is MC Big and Schizo.
شرا عليكم سكيزو سميتي شد معايا الفراني لبيتي حاسو كاري حر يا بيتي صاد فيا معاق صاد صيد فيها البرد صاد صيق اسمد وصاد صي من شاء وصد بلاد هي هادي بلاد سكيزو كيف مهوبة الاقباق ماشي غير اسمان الدهب وبوبة النص فيا باقي العاقة نص بغي اشبرها نص حياتي بقى فياج ونص اخوة متحوبة يمكن الريمة ديالي جيك نخسف هاد الوشو يلاقيتي هاشيم عليك غرق فيه ولا تبصو هيت ماشي البيك هادا غير سكيزو فري سكيزو ديما مكسيني بلا فريد عطوني العاقة ولا عطوني كيسة باغي نعيش بفوف لي فخسر مكيسة عاشو بيتو عندي بعدو مني خوتو شي حدا ودني راني سكيزو فني معايا اليوم إلى بيتي البلاد فروحتني باقي عصر غير في بيتي هاللي خده في الجماعة سولو واش قريتي هاللي خده الجارديان سولو شحال شريتي اجريتو علينا جولينا سكيزو سكيزو لينا رزقنا بقولو غير سكوزا كلشي في كروز والعاقة في الجاكوزا بصو لينا والو غير سبنتو كيلا كوزا سكيزو فرين ومقاطع وعقي صرت اشوف الشهر الهطلة عندي بقى الهطلة وصلتك ولا بقي يا اللي المعنى لك دقة طاقين وضيق ضايقين سكيزو فرينا مالقا يا الرب كمل ذا الشي اللي بقى هاللي باغي ولي شو شو ولا شو شو طايفين فوق نازة واحدة وشكون فيهم يبقى سكيزو سميتي سمحولي إلى عودشة غير خوكم ولا أميزي كنسا تغيى بغيت نسا كسر من اللي ولا ولا حسب عندنا كيضربوا لنا الضر هلا جلسين في حرس ولا غير في السبوع رئيس حيز النشط بحلا بولو متسبوع قدرة تتنصر علينا كيتبوع بعدو مني لانو واللي كان مبنوع شك واحد جوش المايك ما عمره في رقيدية كلمة شل كلها مغربية ومغربية محتاجيشكم شديروا الصرف بشيو وتعيقوا ليا سكيزو فريع بركة علينا راك تعتيلية انسيش مقدر شيك اخويا البيك هذا هو النصاني اللي عايش فيه وفيك خاسر قدام كلشي ساب لي هذا المغرب هذا المغرب خويا هذا المغرب شخر بيك خويا بس مدينة متمك بحالك طيحوا بلادي واليوم بلادي عزيز عليا يا بلم يا مغربي كيف الفم كيف النية سمي كل مغربي والكل مغربي انا والله ما دخلتش والله ما دخلتش وراك الثقويلة راك كبير واش سمعتيني وراك كبير غير سكيزو فراق سكيزو سكيزو فراق
So that was Schizo by MC Big, and it's actually featured on the soundtrack of the amazing, amazing film I Love Hip Hop in Morocco, which will be playing at 7 p.m. at Kimball Hall here at Stanford University. This is DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi, Kifak Sava, and our guest of honor today, our very, very honored and much appreciated guest, is Joshua Aysen, the director, the co-director of the movie. And Joshua, you were talking to us a little bit about shooting this movie and about hip-hop and the way the movie would be seen by audiences in light of the uprisings in Egypt and in Tunisia and in other places. And in some ways, when you shot this movie, did you feel there was going to be some kind of, do you feel like things were sort of bubbling, or did the event sort of take you by surprise? I mean, after all, you have been part of a subculture while shooting mm-hmm. this movie, and you were allowed access to people and places that the mainstream doesn't normally see.
Definitely. And it's funny, I should have anticipated being asked that question, because it's very easy in hindsight to draw the connection. But I'd be lying if I said that at that time that I had any kind of inkling of a feeling even then that something as massive and as broad and as in as many places as what's happened over the last couple months would occur. But I guess I wasn't even surprised that what happened in Tunisia, for example, I mean, only a couple of weeks before that tragedy happened with the young man selling fruit and set himself on fire, there was a young Tunisian rapper who was arrested in prison.
Was it El General, right?
And El General, yeah, right. Which, you know, a lot of people kind of missed that story when everything was going on after the fact. But that guy made a song and put it out, and it got all around. Basically, this song is called, you know, Our Leader, our head of the country.
In Arabic, Ra'is Lebled.
And I think that song, that more than anything, if people were listening, should have been the clue. And I wish I could say that I caught on the minute it came out, but I didn't hear about it until after the fact as well. But I think that's the kind of stuff that really shows just how important hip-hop is for that generation, and how useful it is for young people in that part of the world to use as a coded language, and something that allows them to express things that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do in that society. And, you know, that was, again, a major theme for the artists that I was working with. It just wasn't clear at that time how big they were going to go with it. I mean, I was thinking back then, wow, they're really blowing up, and in the next couple of years, I'm going to come back and see them on the radio and see them on television. They're going to get little record deals and such, and they're going to be real big stars. And that actually came to pass.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I saw protests in Morocco, and I saw police interacting with protesters, and you know, there's tension like anywhere else. But Moroccans, I wouldn't have bet Morocco to stand up and do what they did. I certainly would not have bet on what happened in Tunisia, and definitely not what happened in Egypt.
Yeah.
And I had every reason to know about it. I mean, my ex-girlfriend at the time was working for a bunch of NGOs in Cairo.
Oh, wow.
So I definitely had an ear to the ground, but who could have predicted it?
Exactly. And I think that even us, Arab Americans and people who go back to the home country all the time, the old country, I think the element of surprise is what made this so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there was so much of the planning and the brewing as much as this sudden, we've had enough kind of feeling. And hip-hop certainly is the music to express these kind of frustrated feelings by
yep.
young people, I think, all over the world, and has been especially incorporated into Arabic Arab countries, where this becomes sort of the language of the oppressed.
Absolutely, yeah, and the language of this generation, you know.
Wow.
And what I think is really interesting from a linguistic point of view, and I'm hoping you'll be able to expand on this a little bit, because I also, you know, did a little bit of linguistics, and I have studied classical and dialectal Arabic, and I think that Arabic is actually one of the best languages for hip-hop, because there is such a strong tradition of poetry, of wordplay, of multiple meanings, of hidden, you know, kind of context, and the rhyme schemes that, you know, that these artists employ. Even if I can't always understand the text fully, the rhyme scheme and the rhythm of it, is it just feels so natural. And I think that's something that drew me to it initially.
Absolutely, and the kind of Arabic that they're singing in is certainly not the classical Arabic that we're used to, which makes it even more rebellious, because I always tell my students that's, you know, colloquial Arabic. It's the language of the streets, you know. You don't, like, you know, mess up your hair when you come into class. We're speaking colloquial. Anyway, so Joshua Aysen, thank you so much for being with us. The film will be screening at 7 p.m. at Kimball Hall this evening at Stanford University. I want to really thank Joshua for being here. In a second, we're going to be playing another song from the soundtrack to I Love Hip Hop in Morocco. In the meantime, our amazing professor, our local professor here, Dr. Halim, is here. How are you?
Good, good. Happy to be here. Honored to be here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Now that I can tell is the voice of an Egyptian American. You wanted to maybe speak to us a little bit about this global hip hop phenomenon, I'm going to call it, that's been going around campus.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy and honored, of course, to be here on this groundbreaking show with groundbreaking scholar Ramzi Salty and groundbreaking filmmaker Joshua Aysen for this program, which is Global Flows, the Globalization of Hip Hop Art, Culture, and Politics, which really is about what this conversation is about. So from the rhyme scheme, from the language, to actual political revolution, this series looks at how hip hop moves around the world and how it changes art forms, how it changes youth identities, how it changes political possibilities. And so this is why we brought Joshua Aysen, because his film shows that and demonstrates that really well. And so the university community came together to support this series, and we're very happy to do it for the Institute for Diversity in the Arts, CSRE, and a number of different institutions came together to support this. So we're really excited. And the last probably plug I want to make about is next week, next Thursday night, right after DJ Ramzi's show, at 7 p.m. in Cubberly Auditorium. That's Thursday, April 28th. We have with us Chuck D of Public Enemy.
Wow.
Who's obviously one of the most, actually one of the most influential hip hop artists in the Arab speaking world, right? Everybody mentions Chuck D of Public Enemy. And so we have him coming in Cubberly Auditorium, April 28th, 7 p.m., along with a number of scholars and artists for a big panel discussion, scholarly engagement, some music. And right after that, on Friday, on the 29th, for those listeners who are familiar with the Ghanaian context, we have a hip-hop artist, Blitz the Ambassador, coming from Ghana, and a DJ Emancipation from Egypt, who will be spinning.
That's at White Plaza, I believe.
At White Plaza on April 29th, as well as the Human Rights Project, Brooklyn Beats to Beirut Streets.
Ah, well, you said Beirut, my heart jumped.
So we're covering Morocco, we're covering the U.S., Ghana, Beirut, Egypt. Everything is happening on April 28th and April 29th.
Truly amazing. I can't imagine how much time it must have taken you, Dr. Halim, to put all this together. But I know the students are walking around going, oh my God, Chuck D from Public Enemy is coming to Stanford. You know?
Everybody's ready. Everybody get ready.
Everybody's ready. Yeah. And for me to have interviewed Joshua today was an honor. So I know you guys have to run. We're going to play another song from the soundtrack to the I Love Hip Hop in Morocco movie. I will be seeing you at 7 o'clock, Dr. Halim. Thank you so much for coming in. In the meantime, here is Salah Ad-Din and a song called Hakma Willi.
مامر للمسكين عيش في العالم باين انسان وجان عيش من الناس اللي عاملين مزيان ولا قبيح لي مزيان يطلعوا لي قبيح يطيح يدي في التسبيح كنت لما ربي طول لي عمري يكون معايا وكو ساعة اللي خلاني عيش في العالم اللي دار الفلوس والهجيش تابين الفان دي بليز داخلي راسو في البيزنيش شربين الخمر ولي كيف والحشيش عايشين حياته بالحرام وباعوا الروح ديالهم رخيصن الشيطان شباب واطفال اللي دايرين في الزنقه مبليين بالموسيقى داخلين في الحبسه للسرقال بيعوا شرف الغبرار الدنيا ولات حمقى جين دخلوا في كبار الزهار عادك بالدهار راسك عمار يتي من صبار يتي من سمع بلادك في الخبار ما كيزلخوش ما كيخدموش ما يتبعو شيء ضروش شباب ما يسمعوش كم نعوه في الديسكوس يكسبوا علينا يهضروا فينا يعلقوا لينا مين جينا عايشين في العنصرية كيقولوا مغربارة شماتة يضحكوا لينا القوارة والدينا ضربوا تمارة ربونا خدامة قولي علاش مانا كنغيو بينو زمارة احنا شي حاجة لا 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 ماشي هكذا عايشين بلا خدمة لا ردمة لا قرية في الزنقة بركة من ديك الشيت ايام تشكيت ايام تحكيت ايام تقول اويلي علاش هادشي مغربة فكو بلاصة سمعوا لهاد الرسالة الحقيقة والصراحة كتقولوا شكون هذا شباب في الزنقة دراري قصاري في قهوة بنات عزالات غزالات حلاوة في كل شكالات ايوا تحركوا معايا زيدوا لنا قلب الدنيا طلعوا ايدكم في السما كبير ولا صغير طويل ولا قصير مسكين ولا فقير راسو عامر تفكير تاجر ولا عايش بخير
ويلي